Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome to The Family with
Alex Brampernard Rasmussen
and Andy Brampernard.
And my lovely wife should be here, but she's not here yet, so what are you going to do? And Ralph is in Turks and Caicos or somewhere. I don't know where the hell he is. He's somewhere. Anyway, we'll be back. Kick things off with The Family. Michael Bryant, Brad Sean Bryant, what's the latest?
We're just trying to represent people who've been injured through no fault of their own. We're trying to talk to them before they talk to an adjuster or before they take a settlement that isn't something they should get based upon their injuries.
How many people are out there in different, not in the law business, that love to run around scaring people before you even get to them?
Well, adjusters will want to settle cases, right, and they want to close files. So based upon that, they do what they have to. I think there's a lot of circumstances where they probably act as attorneys where they're not attorneys, and they try to explain people's rights, or they give them a certain view that if they look at it. And what I always say is this: if the adjuster really truly thinks the offer they made makes sense, they'd have them come see us. You know,
and that's exactly my question is, you have to understand who has the best, your best interest in mind, correct?
Well, you want to know what your rights are. You know, whether or not you decide you're going to hire us or not, that's a choice. It's a free consultation, and you want to understand what your, all your rights are and what coverages you have.
And plus the fact, I hang out with you, so you got to be a good guy if I'm hanging out with you.
Maybe.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Bryant, Bradshaw and Bryant. Dougie, what's new at my favorite Nissan stores?
Well, now that everybody's back from vacation, we can finally get to work.
Yeah, easy there, gunpowder.
Hey, at least you only took a week. J-Lo was gone darn near a whole month. Poor Dan Rush. Anyway, we got some great things happening at Coon Rapids Nissan and Walser Nissan in Burnsville. Read this, and you can add that cool DJ voice if you want to.
It's 2020 closeout month at Burnsville and Coon Rapids Nissan. Giant discounts and 0% for 60 months on all remaining 2020s. You also get Walser Care, a 10-year, 150,000-mile powertrain warranty for free.
Ah, music to my ears. I love the sound of a good DJ in the morning. But wait, there's more.
For the first time ever, you can get 0% for 60 months on the all-new 2021 Rogue. The 2021 Rogue is bigger, better, and faster than ever before. For more information on 0% interest on all these great vehicles, check out Coon Rapids Nissan and Walser Nissan at Burnsville and tell them Tommy sent you.
I'll just cut out the last bit.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, president at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Mike Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a community bank based right here in the Twin Cities, we believe in taking the time to get to know our customers and their businesses.
And part of that is hiring and cultivating a team of experienced lenders. When your business banks with us, you're not training in a new, inexperienced banker.
In fact, our bankers have worked with many of the same customers for years, earning their trust. We get to know you and your business, and you get to know and rely upon us.
When your business is looking to capitalize on an opportunity or solve a problem, we'll be here to help you.
Tom here. I know Brad and Mike, and I trust that with my banking, they've personally delivered on everything they've just said. So why not bank with my banker, North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Holy God, Andy, somebody sent me, you know, when you are searching for something, you go to Google, Chrome, or whatever you go to, and you enter a couple of words. Mm-hmm. Well, yesterday, Andy came in and engineered a deal where I appeared on Frank's Beach, which is Mike Lindell's new deal. Did a little interview with him there, and or he interviewed me, I guess. And we had a pretty good time. So I just kind of, I typed in Frank's Beach. Frank's Beach, Frank's Beach app, Frank's Beach social media, Frank's Beach sign up, Frank's Beach.com login, Frank's Beach app, iPhone, Frank Speech Launch, Frank Speech App Download, and Frank Speech Reddit.
Wow.
Yeah.
They got it kind of covered there. So what do you think, Andy? What do you think of the whole deal?
I mean, I didn't really participate.
Well, I know, but you like the idea.
I think it could work. It's hard to say.
Yeah, I think it'll be really good. Oh my God. They got a picture of Mike Lindell. They got three pictures, one in Newsweek, one in Insider, and one in The Independent. The only picture where he doesn't look like a raving lunatic is in The Independent. The Insider and Newsweek mm-hmm. both make him look like a psychopath.
Sounds all right.
So, Alex, yesterday we were on... Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Yeah, they're already going after him. Frank plagued by launch issues as Parler returns to Apple. So, yeah, you know, they're going to launch it when they're going to launch it. So, hey, whatever works. I don't know what they're going to do, but I just... So explain something to me, Andy. If Frank's speech hasn't been launched, how did they get 63 million people yesterday?
I have no idea what he was talking about there, to be honest. I mean, maybe they did. I don't know. I mean, you can go there and you can watch the live video.
Oh.
So anyone can, but it hasn't officially been launched for, like, public use yet.
Oh. I thought they weren't going to do that till the end of this week anyway.
I think they aren't.
That's what I heard, but yeah, I had a really good time on there, and you know, Mike is a friend of mine, so I support him. Do we agree on everything? Of course not, but there are a lot of people, you know, Walter Mondale died at 93, and there are a lot of things I disagreed with Walter Mondale on, and a lot of things he didn't like about me, but you know, when the vice president dies, you should honor them because they are the former vice president of the United States, United States Senator, from the state of Minnesota, and what I'd like to offer up is an idea that just because some people don't agree with you, you don't have to hate them. You know, it's just that's how the deal goes. There are some people that I really like. I agree with hardly anything they think, but they're still my friend because, you know, just because we have different political view. What do you guys think about that? You're, 32, 34 years old. What do you think of that whole deal, disliking someone just because of their political views?
Seems pretty popular.
Yeah, but you have no power. I have a talk show. I mean, you guys are on a talk show, so I guess you do have some power. But the average person, no matter what their political views are, they have no other than the vote. That's their one power, and that's an American right. So I why would you get so upset? That's what I don't get.
I think for a lot of people, it's just, disagreeing with the things that are really important to you makes the difference, not necessarily, like, and sometimes that's religion, and sometimes it's political views,
right,
and sometimes, because
right.
A lot of the time, political views goes along with moral views for some people, so they think, if you don't believe in this, you're just not a good person, because I think this is what matters most out of everything.
So how is it that they can believe that? And then destroy people's lives with cancel culture. How can they do both? If you're trying to do the right thing, how can you ruin? Once again,
because, like I said, they believe that if you don't think that these things are the most important, then you're just a bad person and you deserve to be canceled. I can't be around you. It's like, I mean, think about anything, like abortion. Okay, mm-hmm, so.
Right.
Say I don't even want to put myself in the situation. Right
no, now. So somebody else.
Sarah is pro-abortion. Everyone should get an abortion for free as much as they want.
Right.
It is health care. It is a woman's right. Whatever.
Well, health care is not free.
Never mind. This is Sarah talking.
Okay, this is Sarah. Different person talking.
And then there's Julie that believes... conception is
right.
When the baby is, like, that's the start of the human being. And if you get an abortion, you are murdering a baby. And, like, these two women are never going to agree on this or even try to see where the other one's coming from because they feel so strongly for their reasons. Because maybe Sarah was raised in a house that... constantly talked about how great abortions were. And Julie was raised in a house that if you get an abortion, you go to hell and you burn with Satan for all eternity. And so those things are burned into their brains and into their just who they are. And so they're never going to try and see where the other person's coming from, because they're like, this is just the way it is. And if you don't agree with me, you're wrong and bad.
So I don't agree with either one of them.
Yeah.
I think you do what you do. What you believe is what you believe. I don't believe strongly in either side of that issue.
Yeah.
First of all, because I'm not a woman, so I suppose I would have a different view of it. But also, as a father of two and all that, I don't understand having such strong feelings. And here's my deal. You want to take me out, that's fine. But why do you have to do it to my wife, my son, and my daughter, too?
Oh, my God, she said.
Well, it's no, just, it just happened again. The people are wiping everybody out and turning their back on their own people, acting in a filthy manner.
I mean, I think a lot of people are more, like, try to be. It's, again, it's the loud minority.
Yeah,
it's the vocal minority. There we go. That's what I was trying to think of.
Right.
It's the people that need to scream their opinions from the top of every roof they can find. And that you need to know exactly what is right and wrong because they said so. Like, those people exist, yes. But I think a lot of the time, people are more moderate or try to just understand where the other person's coming from or see their side or just say, this is right for me. It might not be for you.
Right, exactly. That's my exact point.
Which is a great way to be. But there's always going to be the extremes that need to, you know, stand outside of a Planned Parenthood and throw blood or red paint on people or, you know, whatever.
But I don't really understand why they get into it so much that they will destroy someone. I don't get that.
I think a lot of it is, you know, if you're raised in a family where your entire life you're told, this is the way it is, and if you think differently, you're wrong. Just you're in, from birth. This is just how something was discussed in your home.
We never did that.
No, like you, no, no.
You go. But, you guys made up your own minds on what you believe.
Yeah, and there, but there are people that are raised in homes where it's like, and I know, you know, it's like, I think about your parents, mom and dad. They were raised in very Catholic, like, heavy Catholicism was very common when they were children.
Yeah.
And so a lot of that stuff is still happening today of just like the heavy Catholicism, because that's just how most people were. And it was like abortion's wrong, gay marriage is wrong, divorce is wrong, all this stuff. And so that was kind of just how things went for a long time. But now everything, you know, everything's always a pendulum. And so now it's swinging completely the other way. Like, you know, polyamorist, everyone get an abortion every day if you want to. Like, because that's just how things, like, oh, well, this was this way for so long and it clearly is horrible because look, so we have to go the exact opposite direction. And it's like, no, actually, obviously it would be better if people found a middle ground and tried to understand both sides. But people
that would
just,
be great.
People just tend to go to the extremes for some reason.
Because people are sheep.
People
and
are
I also
sheep.
Think that people are I think that people are really emotional about these things.
Yeah.
Like I tried to have a conversation with somebody that I really respect and like as a person, but she is very, very liberal. She did not grow up in a liberal household. She grew up in a very, I think, conservative, and she said to me that her parents are racists. Which maybe
she called
they are.
Her own parents
maybe
racist.
They are. Maybe they are. I don't know.
Or that would take something.
Who knows? Could be. And so she was like, I just feel so sick about the fact that I grew up in this household where we talked about black people the way that we did. And I just feel so guilty and horrible. And I was trying to talk to her about the Dante Wright stuff. Because she posted something that I was like, I don't really agree with the delivery of this. And then we were kind of, we kind of got in, like, tensions got a little high.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not what I meant to do at all. But I think she was so upset about what happened to Dante Wright. And I was upset about what happened to him, too. But we were coming from different perspectives. But since we were both upset by this man being killed, it just didn't come off right, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that that's the case with a lot of these things, is people just have a lot of emotions. They don't even understand what they're feeling, but they feel like they just need to express something.
In my opinion, the problem we have is that you can't have two feelings on a subject or think two thoughts about a subject. You have to think only this way.
Or not even be sure how you feel about it.
Yeah.
You know, with the Dante Wright thing, at first I was like, I don't know, like, he shouldn't have run, maybe? Like, but well, she shouldn't have had a, yeah. Like, you know, all these, I was like, I'm not really, I don't know. It took me, like, a week or so to actually understand
It's still hard to understand it at all.
Well, yes, it's not easy to understand, but I understand how I feel about it now.
Right.
But I think, but it took, like, 5-6 days for me to come to, okay, this is where I'm at.
Right. Well, if people could stop jumping on the misinformation bandwagon.
That would be good.
The first thing that's tweeted out about something, that would be very helpful. If they would just cool it for a day or two to find out what's actually going on.
Well, there's a prime example of that is that Officer Sicknick.
Sicknick.
Officer Sicknick is the guy, the cop who died at the Capitol, and CNN and CNBC and all these stations said he was murdered because somebody beat him with a fire extinguisher.
They still say it.
It's wrong. He died of natural causes.
They
I'm not
still
trying
say
to defend
it.
Anybody here. I do not think you should ever rush the Capitol of the United States of America. You had no business doing that, so I'm not defending them. But what I am saying is, these news services are using us and our misery to make money, which really pisses me off. They put us at ill at ease so they can make more money. Go, well, I'll go buy that because they support. He died of a stroke. He died of natural causes. He had no abrasions, either internal or external. It was all a lie, a flat-out lie. And yet this man's family had to go through that hearing over and over again, how somebody beat him to death with a fire extinguisher. What are you doing?
I know. Well, and that's the thing, like, with the Dante Wright thing. It was like, okay, he was pulled over for an air freshener. No, he wasn't. It was expired tabs. He had a warrant out for his arrest because he smoked one joint and was caught and pled guilty and then was charged, you know, like $120 or something, and then went into collections, and then the warrant came out for his arrest. Actually, that's not what happened. The warrant out for his arrest was because he had a gun, and he ran from the police in June. You know, there's all these...
Oh, see, I didn't even know that he ran from the police in June?
Yeah, he had an unregistered firearm and ran from the police, so he had two charges or whatever.
That's why there was a warrant.
So that's why there was a warrant, but there's this huge thing going out around Instagram that it's like he smoked one joint and was charged and he pled guilty, and which probably
if
happened.
If you plead guilty, you don't get a warrant.
But he was charged for that one. He did, and he pled guilty, but he was charged like $130 or something for that, and then that went into collections apparently.
I still don't think you get a warrant for $130 in collections.
I have no idea, but that's not what the warrant was for, as far as I can tell. It was for,
well, warrants are issued by a judge, I believe.
So
a warrant basically says go get this guy because you know he's skipping bail or whatever. A judge wouldn't, unless there was something else, like they suspected the person of, Officer Dave's calling in,
he didn't show up for his hearing. That's what I
Of the charge, because of the gun and the running from the police. I think.
All right, Officer Dave, what do you got?
And call again.
Well, he'll call back.
Is something going on in Minneapolis? Has anybody heard anything?
Something's gonna go on.
Why? What do you think?
Well, there were just a lot of people that looked like possible protesters.
Where?
Speeding up 100. Like,
up 100.
Fast,
yeah.
Fast.
100 is
yeah.
always like that.
Like,
oh, really?
Crazy.
Literally
fast.
Every
like,
day.
Cars full of people.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Every day, all the time. That's how 100 is now.
Oh.
I feel like they're probably.
Everyone's going 90 miles per hour.
Oh, Andy. Yeah.
Did you hear what Fry said?
Absolutely.
What, who said?
Oh, Mayor Fry. Our mayor. Did you hear what he said?
No.
No matter what the outcome of the trial, we know that he was murdered by the cop.
Why would you say that? Seriously, these people
are they
trying to get people killed?
Are they trying to also get him off on an appeal?
Well, yeah, that's the thing, is he's going to get off on an appeal. If he gets found guilty.
Maxine Waters and Mayor Fry, he's got all kinds of reasons to say that everything was prejudicial.
He has like 17 avenues of appeal now because these scumbags will shut the hell up.
Yeah, why can't these politicians stay out of everybody else's business?
Because they make money. Oh. I mean, it's literally they make money off of it. Now he'll probably get tons of donations from doing that.
All right.
Oh, we got to endorse him.
Dave's back, I think.
Hello.
Officer Dave, da-da.
Hey. Hello, family. How are you?
Marvelous. How are you?
Not the worst, I guess.
Yeah.
A warrant can be issued for anything of any kind. Any kind of, you don't pay your tickets, you don't show up for the judge, you don't do this, you don't wipe your butt the right way. A warrant can be issued for just about anything.
Oh, so there you go. I did not know
that.
It
can be, but would a judge issue a warrant for $130 of a speeding ticket or whatever, she said?
It has happened, yes. Those are the ones that, the bail is usually like $50. Here you go, here's your court date. And you release them right away. The level of the crime increases what happens when you're found to have a warrant. Okay, now my understanding, completely my understanding only, was that Devontae had a gross misdemeanor warrant for illegal weapons possession and flee police. So, that being said, that's a you're going to jail warrant, that level of crime.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then a felony is obviously the same thing. You're going to jail because you can't trust you to not be on your own. So, that being said, the way I understand it is he had a gross misdemeanor warrant. That's what they were taking him into custody for. And that's what it was all about.
We appreciate the call.
No problem.
So, just because you're a cop, what do you know about the law? Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Who are you to say what is and isn't right?
Who are you to say? Officer Dave, thank
you. Nobody does anyway, so just wish you guys any different, huh?
Exactly. Thanks a lot, pal. Have a good day.
Thank
you
guys. Love
you.
Take care.
Bye.
Oh, you too, pal. Look, again, I'm not, happy about any of the stuff that happened, but I just would warn people everywhere, do not run from the police. Nothing good can come of it.
Well, and here's the thing. You can say he shouldn't have run from the police and not agree with what happened.
Right.
Like, exactly. Just because you say he shouldn't have run from the police.
Even Waltz, who grew one ball and said that the other day.
Yeah.
Did he?
He finally said something that...
He grew a testicle?
He grew a half, maybe a half of one. I don't know if he can...
Yeah, it's like, I feel like if you say, like, oh, he had a warrant out for his arrest, then it's just like, well, he shouldn't have been murdered. It's like, I never
said.
I think that.
Yeah, like, because the common denominator in a lot of these police shootings seem to be resisting arrest.
Yeah, so you don't want to do
so that. So let's take that out of the equation. I mean, if you really think you have a 50-50 chance of being killed by an officer every single time you leave your house, then let's weigh it in the right way, which would be to not get shot by resisting arrest.
You guys want to move to Wyoming? There are no people there. Should we move to Wyoming? What do you think?
I really do want to get out of this state.
I'm telling you,
I
hate it so much. What you just told me, he might get off because of what
they were sequestered at when he said that, I do believe.
Well, it doesn't matter.
He might get off. Who?
Chauvin.
Get off? Like he does?
He won't
he's not
get
gonna be
off.
Charged
that's not,
with anything?
That's not what an appeal is.
Yeah.
It'll be a retrial.
No. The judge already said there was no mistrial because of what Maxine Waters did.
Right. That's what he said. Yeah.
He could have probably said.
Well, but then he later said that. He basically said what she did gives the defense an avenue
for appeal.
Appeal.
Yeah. Right.
It's exactly. And it's true. Why are they doing this? I don't understand. What is Al Sharpton? Well, Al Sharpton apparently is delivering the eulogy for Dante Wright next week, or this week, I think it is.
Oh, there's been a lot of stuff on Twitter sphere about him hopping into his private jet.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
He owes like $5 million to the government, but he's got a private jet.
$5 million at Al Sharpton.
What?
I think he still does. He did for years. Oh, the IRS, $5 million. You and I'd be in prison, by the way.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. We'd be in prison for a long time.
We'd be in prison, but not him, though. Oh, no. That's a whole different. People are such cowards. They're afraid of someone because of their skin color. I mean, come on. What? Because you're white, it makes you this, and a black, it makes you that.
I mean,
if humans are
like
human.
I said, you can one another thing. You can be for racial justice and not be a pig.
I agree.
And not try to hurt other people to get racial
justice.
Doesn't
seem you can, because name one person who is.
Well, that's true. You
know, name one.
There probably are plenty of people. I would think that a lot of ethnic churches are working for racial justice.
Yeah.
Feeding people, helping people, job training programs, all that kind of stuff that actually elevates people.
No, you just post things on Instagram.
Yeah, post it on Instagram.
That's
post it on
Twitter.
That's
what truly helps.
Absolutely.
It matters.
I'm taking credit again. I told you 8-9 years ago that digital was going to destroy the world, and it is doing it. And you cannot let morons.
Well, here's the
I've
thing.
I've been saying for 10 years that Minneapolis just can't wait to be Detroit.
No,
they're marching. They're running towards it now.
They are
there
now.
Was a slow march, and
you're
now
right.
it's a sprint.
You are 100% right about that. It just makes me very. You know what? We got to close the segment with a few laughs. That's what we got to do because it's such a yeah, severe.
Well, we can be grateful that we're not under a blanket of snow like Kansas City.
Yeah, Kansas City and all the way up through Iowa.
Utah's.
Yeah, everybody's
tons
getting
of snow.
Loads of snow, and it's not us for a switch.
Just got a text message from a listener listening to the show right now who says, I already told you that Walls was a dildo. That's real nice.
Hi, Joe.
Oh, how'd you know it was Joe? How would you know it's Joe or not?
Just tell.
It's your very quick guess. That was your guess on this whole deal. That's hilarious that she guesses who it is. Jesus. Whatever. Okay, well, let me get to a couple of things before we well, you know what? We'll take a break. We'll come back with a couple of things when Timmy Lammers joins us the next segment with the family. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. Well, he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoor and outdoor all day long. Made with My Pillow foam, an impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable, you'll want to get some for the whole family, which is what we did. Call 1-800-516-5146 or use promo code Tom, of course. 1-800-516-5146. Use promo code Tom or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use promo code Tom. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 1-800-516-5146. Use promo code Tom. Dan Chesky is here from Dan's Southside Marine to talk boats in February.
2021 is all about boat inventory or the lack thereof. Dan's has what you're looking for in the color and model you want. So get in and take advantage of the factory incentives and discounts February offers.
Why should our listeners shop for a fishing boat at Dan's Southside Marine?
We have the latest models on display, like the new Revolution. It features rotational seating from Premier Marine and the new Alumacraft FSX crossover fishing ski. Both are getting tons of attention and grabbing sales from the competition.
Dan's Southside Marine is packed with pontoons from Avalon, Berkshire, and Premier. With all the rebates and incentives we mentioned at the top, get the family out this weekend and come see these amazing pontoons.
And be sure to ask about custom-rigged Alumacraft fishing boats this weekend at Dan's Southside Marine during our February open house.
Dan's Southside Marine, 6 blocks west of 35W on 98th Street in Bloomington. Shop online at danssouthsidemarine.com.
There are definitely things to avoid during a Minnesota winter, like licking a flagpole or waiting too long to replace that car battery. But number one on the list is taking a chance on your furnace. Hey, Tom here for Sabre Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, reminding you that a furnace clean and tune will improve efficiency, reliability, and peace of mind. Or maybe it's time to take advantage of Sabre's rebates and upgrade to an energy-efficient Bryant system. Don't take chances on your comfort. Visit SabreHeating.com. Sabre and Bryant, whatever it takes.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen.
We have a 40% chance of something.
What?
At noon.
What are you talking about?
Something.
Rain, I guess.
Oh.
I couldn't tell danger. If that was snow showers or rain or what.
Let's see what my thing says.
Yeah, what does yours say?
Mine says chance of rain 10%. So.
Yeah, mine doesn't show any rain at all.
Mine shows zero rain.
In Edina?
I think you made it up.
I mean,
you made it up.
There's literally no rain in Minneapolis, then there's probably no rain in Edina either.
There you go.
All right.
It just says wrong.
Yeah, just, I think that's like sprinkles or mist or something.
Mist.
Something.
It's a mist sign.
It's a mist sign. From the Babylon Bee, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this is very important. So if you want to do well in college, you need to listen to the Babylon Bee because the quote is, college student aces final by just answering racism to every question.
There you go. That is probably very true.
Probably very true. Ron Paul disguises Federal Reserve as a Nike store and hopes rioters will burn it down.
They've been on fire lately.
Yeah, they have. Oh, Babylon Bee's been great lately. Judge asked jurors to disregard Maxine Waters as she pours gasoline on their heads.
Just don't acknowledge her.
Look away.
Look away when she's pouring gasoline
just
on your
head. Agree with everything she says.
Oh, God. In closing argument, prosecutor tearfully addresses each juror by name, phone number, and street address.
Yeah. Jeez. Seriously.
Oh, my God. Airlines offer free flights to Minneapolis for travelers who use code ANTIFA. Babylon Bee people are nuts. False alarm, evil Nazi facility that murders and sells baby parts turns out to be just Planned Parenthood. Whoa!
Oh, that's a little...
Well, they did do that, didn't they? They were selling baby parts.
I think Joe Biden is working on a bill that it's going to be okay to sell baby parts.
Selling baby parts.
Aborted babies.
Themselves.
Yep.
Probably stem
cells. I think they've been doing that already.
Oh, they've been doing that for...
They've been doing that.
Yeah. Selling baby parts sounds like, here's this baby arm for you to have if you want it. $10
tasty.
Per, yeah, like that sounds different.
Am I misremembering things, but is it, I think it's true, if I remember correctly, that the woman who started Planned Parenthood did it to wipe out the black race.
Well, I think that's a little bit of an exaggeration.
Don't you think it is?
No idea.
You think it's an exaggeration?
Oh, yes, I think so.
I don't know, because I remember they brought it up quite often.
I have no clue.
Aborting as many black babies as she could.
A zillion years ago, isn't it? Planned Parenthood has been around since the 60s.
Quite a while.
Since the 60s. Yeah, probably
a zillion? Okay.
Well,
a zillion. No question about it. It doesn't look like there's any decision yet. I just went to the national news, and I don't see anything about the trial.
It was founded in 1916. So
Planned Parenthood?
A zillion years ago.
So
that's more like a zillion than the 60s.
Yeah. 104 years is quite a bit more.
It
probably
is true that she did find it. That was one of the reasons. I wouldn't doubt it.
Have Lammers on the phone.
Lamma Lamma Ding Dong?
Yes.
Him. Yeah, baby.
What's up,
hey,
Pally?
Sorry, I'm late. We were getting a new dryer installed, and they showed up early.
Oh, so that's fine. We got no problem.
I just bid adieu to them, just so when Andy tried to call me, I
did
wasn't
yours
there.
Croak?
So, yes, it croaked. It was smoking, and that's
that's a serious croak.
Not good.
Well, you know, it's one of these deals where my youngest son is in rugby, and we were on to his game a couple of weeks ago. And I thought, well, you know what? Maybe I should throw a load in the dryer before I leave. And I thought, is that ever a good idea when nobody's home?
Ooh.
I always do it.
I didn't.
I always do that.
We would have had three dead dogs and two dead cats, I'm afraid, if that were the case.
Yeah, really?
Might be right.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
So thank God. I thank God we didn't do that. So, but, hey, I wanted to start it with some breaking news because I know Tom loves the actor. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Breaking news, Tom. Breaking news. You got a sounder? You got a radio sounder? Breaking news. Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel is going to star in a movie version of the Mattel game, Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Oh, God, is that embarrassing. Oh, God.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots?
What is it going to be?
A movie of the game.
Is it just going to be a real steal?
Yeah, what?
Well, you know, in the comments, Andy, that's exactly what people were saying.
Well, yeah, that's what Real Steel is.
Already with Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, robots punching each other. That's the movie.
What is that even?
Alex was just trying out for the team.
Yeah.
He was throwing some punches.
So it's going to be a stupid movie.
Yes.
For
what else is Vin
adolescent
Diesel do?
Boys.
You've got to figure something out after Fast and Furious 9.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's true.
Well, yeah. What's he going to do? Retire with his billions? He can't do that.
How long will he get away with winking? How old of a man can you be before it's creepy?
With that voice.
Well, I think once you get old enough, it becomes like, you know, Santa Claus winking at you.
Oh. Yeah, probably.
Like a nice old man.
Right. So nice old man.
He is the winker, isn't he?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Doesn't, Vin Diesel
to be
wink?
Honest.
There's some actor like that that so. Winks.
The Rock does his eyebrow thing.
Yeah, no. That's true.
Yes.
Who am I thinking
that
of?
Might be what you're thinking
no
of.
No idea.
No, there's somebody that winks that does like those action, I'm a
what?
Bad man.
Is it B-movie Bruce Willis?
No, I'm not a winker.
B-movie Bruce now.
I can see his face. He's foreign. He's got an accent.
Not Vin Diesel.
And he winks.
What kind of accent?
Maybe Austrian.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
That's it. Doesn't he wink?
Oh, yeah. Does he wink?
Sorry, I got the wrong
he might wink.
Guy.
The question is, and I don't want to piss him
Von
off because I'm sure he could one kick and I'm down, but when was the last time Jean-Claude Van Damme was actually in a movie?
I was going to say.
Isn't he like 80 now?
Yeah.
No, he's not 80.
He is 60.
Is he really?
Which, for a guy whose entire...
He can still kick some ass.
Well, I'm sure. But for a guy whose entire life is physical fitness, you know, at some point it kind of wanes.
Bruce Willis milked it for a long time. And...
Yeah.
Well, but now Bruce Willis is doing movies about, like...
Now.
He's doing movies that are like, I may be old, but I can still shoot people.
Oh, my God, those movies look bad.
I remember what I was going to ask you about. Robert De Niro. No. Robert De Niro. His divorce.
Said
his wife was... He said he couldn't keep her in Stella McCartney. He has to pay her $1 million a year?
$5 million a year, I think it is.
How much does he have?
I'm sure he has a lot more than that.
It's just short of $5 million. It's $4.5 million.
Weren't they
a
only
year.
Married
he is
for a
worth
very short $500 million. Oh, so what's he bitching
so he'll
about?
He'll be all right.
Yeah,
he hasn't paid his taxes, you know. Did you know that?
Well, I know he has like 4 houses and flies private all the time, so he can't be suffering too badly.
What, global warming? What's he doing flying private? All these guys.
I tell what a telling sign is, yes, you will see him in stuff like The Irishman once in a while, but the telling sign that this guy is probably... not as well-to-do as you think he is because when Bad Grandpa 2 comes along and stuff like that, he's right in there.
Although
for the
this
easy paycheck.
Here's one of the most out-of-touch things I've ever read. So the lawyers, Robert De Niro's lawyers, were talking about the financial hit he's taken. They said he'll be lucky if he makes $7 million this year.
Well, that's too bad.
How terrible.
Well, after taxes,
million.
It's only $3.5 million, and a guy's got to...
I don't know how you
keep those houses.
How do you even live on $3 million a year?
Then they said something. There was something in the article that he got millions of dollars in COVID relief money.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
How?
He has a restaurant, and he got millions of dollars. Yep.
Yeah, all his businesses.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Well, I mean, if the businesses are failing, then they get money. That's
fair.
We got
$2.50.
He should take the hit because he's a multi-millionaire, but still.
Then also, what was the other surprising thing? Oh, that he only got $5 million for The Irishman.
Yeah, he's...
Only five.
Well, for a guy like, you know, who's been around for that long, I don't know. I thought that I mean, you hear people making $20-30 million a picture. $5 million seems kind of low, doesn't it?
It does.
Now, it does, but, you know, here's the thing, and I need to address this, and it does relate to The Irishman and Netflix. But it also relates to the budget that was released for the new Lord of the Rings series for Amazon. You know, I think The Irishman, I don't know how much it was for them, but it was a very high budget picture because they got Martin Scorsese to do it. And then you got Pesci and De Niro and all the other folks, Keitel and all them. But so at what point do you see the subscription rates going up so they can court these big shots?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And... at what point is Amazon Prime going to go up when you pay you shell out, I'm not kidding you about this. One season, $465 million for the Lord of the Rings series.
Holy jeez.
At what point are we going to start seeing our Prime thing go up just because of one series, and how long can they sustain this sort of thing? Because you got to believe at some point people are going to say, is $20 for Netflix a month really worth it? Is $20 for this really worth it? Because, you know, it's just like cable. You know, that those costs, because you want the premium channels, they go up and up and up and up. At some point, people are going to get sick of it.
Yeah,
they I think what they should all do, personally, is channel it or funnel it or whatever, all through some place like Vudu or Hulu, and you just pay a la carte for whatever shows you want.
That's
true. Because then you don't have to have 15 different subscription services. You can just buy what you want, and people will buy those shows if they want to watch them.
The reason they do that is because, or they don't do that, is because having your own streaming service that you have absolute control over is more lucrative than cooperation.
But like Tim said, at some point people are going to say, I can't, I'm not going to pay
out. It'll happen eventually, sure. But it's going to be, it's 5-10 years out.
I don't know.
Well, what Roku does that I think is great is once in a while they will offer a free program from one of the subscription services that you can actually watch for free through Roku.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing about Roku is, you know, you wonder what happened to Quibi. Well, Roku bought up all those programs from Quibi.
Oh, they did.
And so you're going to start seeing those appear. And then you have to, again, ask at some point, how much time before Roku says, okay, we're going to start charging you $5 a month? You know, because obviously that's a great, what would you consider it? I mean, it's not an app. I mean, obviously you have the stick that you put in like the Amazon Fire Stick or whatever. And it's a great place where you can pull in all your favorite streaming apps.
It's like a streaming consolidation or something. I don't know what it's actually
like
called.
That.
Yeah, it's great.
I
love Roku.
But I think they actually do. Yeah, I do too. And, you know, I think they actually do earn money from all these apps because I know there was a big to-do with HBO Max not being on there, and finally they negotiated it.
Right.
So it could be.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, they got to be making money. But, again, now if they're going to get into the business of, well, we bought it. I'm sure they got it at bargain basement prices, all those Quibi things.
Oh, God, yeah, I'm sure.
Where else are they going to go?
Mm-hmm. What was on Quibi? You know? I remember seeing it, but I don't think
Short little shorts.
They were like 3 or 4 minute videos or something.
Yeah. Oh.
Like high production value, but short. So it's like, you know, you get on the bus, you watch one, there you go.
Okay.
It was literally designed to be watched on your phone, like while you're at the dentist's, you know, waiting to be called or something like that.
Okay.
It was a good idea, but I think they dunked way too much money into it to begin with, and they couldn't recover from that. Because they had like...
$1.5 billion.
Yeah, that's a big startup cost. Because they were having like AAA movie stars come in and do shows for them. And,
they were.
Famous directors and famous writers. Yeah, it was too big to not fail.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so you would get programs in, they said 10 minutes or less, but it seemed like per day. It usually seemed like a new episode would be 7 minutes or less.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So the idea was to keep you coming back. Mm-hmm. And I think also, too, the idea was this is an on-the-go sort of thing. So if you're on the light rail or the bus or whatever, you can pull this up and watch it. And then, of course, the pandemic happened. And nobody was riding a bus.
No one's on the go anymore.
Rail. Right, right. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's sad.
A confluence, it was a disaster. Everything happened at the absolute wrong time for Quibi.
That's too bad. That's a lot of money.
$1.5 billion out there.
And
the
they sold it to Netflix for what?
I wonder what Netflix bought it for.
It was actually Roku.
I mean, Roku. Sorry.
Roku bought
Roku.
Yeah. Which, again, I mean, it's big. It's not Netflix big.
No.
I don't know. And they haven't started yet, but the deal was done a couple, three, 4 months ago. I'm sure, Andy, if you could look it up to see what the plans are. I don't have access to a computer right at the moment. But, it's amazing that, well, again, why would they do it unless they got it for really cheap?
They got it for less than $100 million.
Oh, my God. They took a $1.4 billion hit.
Yeah, you sure did.
A bank took a $1.4
million. Yeah, that's too bad.
Ouch.
We had those guys on the show when they launched, too.
We did. We absolutely did.
Yeah, they
did.
Katzenberg?
Katzenberg,
yeah. We had them on the phone talking about Quibi, and we were, hey, go watch Quibi. And then
boom,
it did not end well. Yeah, $1.4
billion. I mean, what was it? Six months.
It did not last very long.
No. I love shorts too. I mean, I just like, you know, a lot of times they're just there was like HBO had a little bit of that for a while. They were like YouTube series, and then all of a sudden they were on HBO or something. Remember there was one Lisa Kudrow was in one, those little shorts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was good. They had little short things for every week.
Yeah.
Quibi lasted from April to December. But it launched April 2020, which is like the worst possible time it could have launched.
Yes. Well, I'm surprised they couldn't have just deleted it.
December 1.
Wow.
December 1, I think a 6-month deal. But yeah, I mean, look, basically they took the formula of a sitcom where you have the, you know, on average they last 21, 22 minutes, and then you got the commercials. So they basically took that model and broke it up into three parts for, you know, a new episode Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday every week for 10 weeks or whatever. And I like some of the shows on there. 50 States of Fright, of course. That's our local Minnesota guys, friends.
Yeah.
And so I look forward to seeing their episode, which was a Great Cloud Island, on a bigger screen.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we had them on, too.
We did. Phone.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for you.
Great guys.
So are you and you and me, are we picking up the tab here? Because that company is going to file bankruptcy, which means you and I are going to end up paying the bill.
Well, someone in California probably is, because I'm guessing that's where it was launched out of. Yep, California.
Well, what is it in Hollywood? Never invest your own money.
Yeah,
no.
That makes sense.
Never do.
Yes, that would make sense across the board, actually, because people are greedy
and
pigs.
And once in a while, you will see somebody, but it is very, very rare that an actor or director will invest their own money in a project.
Oh, God. Yeah,
Brad Pitt does it, I know, unless he just gives it his name.
Duvall did, too, for The Apostle, Robert Duvall. And, Mel Gibson for The Passion of the Christ.
Yep, he did, absolutely.
It does happen, but not that often. I mean, that's just three examples we named examples on one hand.
Right.
That's it.
Is Gibson doing another Passion of the Christ thing?
It keeps showing up on television.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or is it just because it was Easter and so it was popping up?
Probably.
You know, I've heard about things for years about that. How long has it been? Has it been 10 years since that movie came out?
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Which movie?
Passion of the Christ.
Oh, God, it's been well over
Jim
10
Caviezel.
Years, I think.
I think Jim Caviezel.
Yeah, it has been 17 years.
What? Oh, my God, I can't take it in.
Yep.
Tim, I can't take
it. I was going to say 10 years. There's...
I can't take it.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember when that guy came on 50 years ago. I was like, Jesus.
People had a fit about that movie.
Yeah, they did.
I was
18
fit.
Years old when that movie came out, and I
well,
didn't.
Well, that. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Andy.
I was just gonna say I didn't know any better because I was still not paying any attention to what people said back then.
They
blissfully
should...
ignorant.
That resulted in my all-time favorite bit of correspondence from a reader, I guess, at the time. I didn't review the film. Somebody else reviewed the film, but I did like a commentary on how people were bringing their little kids to see the movie.
Oh, you shouldn't do that.
Brutal movie. And I said, you know, there are different ways to teach your children about the crucifixion, et cetera, et cetera. I wasn't ripping the movie. I was just basically saying, look, folks, find another way.
That'll scar a kid for sure.
You know, I got
an email. An email, five words. Satan has swallowed your soul.
Oh.
Well, of course he has.
Well, you can't prove he hasn't.
Yeah, Tim, you can't prove he hasn't, you liar.
We got time for one quick call for Tim, I think. It's Craig on the phone.
Craig.
Craig, you're not going to tell me that Satan has swallowed my soul.
Again.
No, Tim.
We cannot hear him at all.
Yeah, you're...
Yeah, he's getting...
He's in an echo chamber.
Can't hear you at all.
Speaker mode is not working very well, Craig.
Oh, can you hear me now?
No.
No.
Is it better?
Not really.
Call us back in the next segment. There you go.
Well, next segment, Tim's not going to be on anymore.
That's all right. I can answer for Tim. Yeah, F you, Craig. There, that's what Tim would say. Right, Tim?
No.
We lost Tim, too.
Yeah, if you want to go with that, Craig, I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm thinking he might ask me about Mortal Kombat, which I will actually preview tomorrow in advance of the queue on Thursday.
Okay.
But if he's wondering if I've seen it, the answer is no, I have not seen it.
Was that the question, Craig?
Am I on the phone?
Much better.
That was a terrible connection.
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm done with technology. Tim,
yes.
you review movies, so you're already in hell.
Kind of true.
Well, believe me, there are times. There are times where I'm watching Willy's Wonderland with Nicolas Cage, I feel that exact thing.
Willy's Wonderland.
Stop lying. Tim, yeah. Willy's Wonderland was a masterpiece.
First of all.
Okay, Craig.
It was a fantastic movie.
Hey, Craig, I have a question. Have you been sneaking back and forth across the border down there in Texas?
You know what? I do have a story, if you have time.
Absolutely, we have time. Well, Timmy, what time do you have to be off?
Well, I mean, I can hang on as long as you want. I know you got Kristen coming up, too. So, you know,
that's true. Yeah, Kristen.
She expects our call at 12:15, so we got a little bit.
Okay, I can hang on till then.
Take the break.
All right, so
too,
back though. To Craig and the story. What?
We do have to take a break too, though.
Yeah, 2 minutes. We'll be off in 4 minutes.
Yep, that works.
That'll work. All right, sorry. Go ahead.
I'll just make this quick. And so Progreso, which is a Mexican town, which is about, I would say, like 45 minutes from me.
Great soup.
You know, Captain Norwegian Mexicano me. And
yes.
So they opened up the borders, and with Governor Abbott's no mask mandate and stuff like that, is that nobody's wearing masks or anything like around Progreso. So me and the lady crossed the border, and the thing is that I'm wearing the mask, you know, doing my part, but we were at this bar, and so the thing is that they're just so happy to see Americans, and they've set up a wall around the town to keep the immigrants out from Central America. So first of all, if you go to Progreso, is that you see this big wooden fence with barbed wire. It surrounds the town and also the Winter Texan area. And there's people, there's armed federales with AKs and assault rifles, and they're keeping the immigrants out. So the thing is that all the immigrants are going around this town and going across the border, which is absolutely disastrous down here. And I wish if you want, I can call in later at a different date and tell you all my immigrant stories since the last 30 days.
We're going to have to get the news from you, because the local news of the United States news doesn't cover things like towns in Mexico are putting walls around.
Don't be fooled by the media. It's a disaster down here.
That's what I've
heard.
There
are so many FEMA. If I were to travel 30 minutes south of where I am right now, there is nothing but FEMA camps down by the border. Nothing but FEMA camps.
Oh, God.
And so they were just so happy to see me. They're like, oh, you know, American, we're so happy to see you. And so I don't drink a lot of tequila, so I gave him a five, and I just was like, hey, you know, give me a shot of tequila and a margarita. He goes, senor. He goes, senor, for $5, I'll give you the whole bottle.
Whoa!
and so he pours a shot out for me. He just hands me the bottle. He goes, go ahead. So I'm drinking tequila walking around Progreso. And I thought to myself, God bless Mexico.
Yeah, God bless Mexico. I like it.
Well, when you go into the town, do they have like a gate? What are they? How serious are they about this?
They are very serious. There's like millions and millions of dollars coming into this town because all the winter Texans, they get on their buses, they come to this port, and you can get everything from dentistry to Viagra to, you know, clothing and stuff like that. It's like, it's a very active area.
Okay.
And so...
All right, we do have to bounce. We got to go. Unfortunately. Craig, can you call back in later in the week?
Yeah, name a date. I'd love to tell you all my stories.
We want to hear your stories. When would it be a good tag day? Well, tomorrow would probably be a good day. What do we got on the show tomorrow?
We have Mike Hayes at 11:35.
Okay, can you call in the 12 o'clock central hour tomorrow?
Yeah, just one quick thing for Tim.
Okay.
Tim Solano?
Yes. Yes,
Tim, I'm here. Nobody. I watched Nobody.
Yes.
I thought it was an amazing film, and it was that movie was absolutely amazing, and I was really impressed with Christopher Lloyd and Michael Ironside.
Yep,
was in that movie.
I agree completely. I loved it.
And then one more thing is that Keanu Reeves, when he found out about the amount of money that visual artists were being paid for The Matrix and The Matrix Reloaded and Matrix Revolutions, he donated 75% of his salary to pay all those CGI people. And
look at that.
That is technically
phenomenal. Well, that made the movie. I mean, that was so groundbreaking. It's amazing how little those people were paid.
Yeah.
They were paid slave labor, basically slave wages, and Keanu took 75% of his gross earnings from those three films and paid everybody a three-figure salary.
That's phenomenal.
Oh, you know what? That he's a good guy. I mean, we need more people like him in Hollywood.
Yep.
That's really cool to hear.
I'll call at the noon. I have so many stories to tell you.
Sounds great, Craig. And Timmy, thank you.
Yes. We will talk Thursday about Mortal Kombat.
We'll get it done. We'll talk to you later, man.
All right. Bye. Have a great week, everybody.
You too. Bye. We'll be back. Kristen Burt in the next hour.